So while the World Cup has been going on, there's been quite a seismic thing happening in the National Hockey League in North America. The ice hockey season, of course, was kind of between last year and next year. And the drafts for the 2014-2015 season were made over the weekend. And believe it or not, the 12th ranked player is from Britain. You've heard about him before because we've had him on the program before. Brendan Perlini is heading to the newly named Arizona. They were the Phoenix Coyotes before. They're now the Arizona Coyotes. So we just say congratulations to the man who used to be at the Niagara Ice Dogs is on his way to Arizona. Brendan, good morning from here. Good evening to you.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, Bob?
I'm pretty good. So first of all, we thought when we spoke to you on the program last time it might be Nashville. It ended up being Arizona. How does that work?
Well, I mean, there was 12 teams, obviously, before Arizona, and where I was kind of rated was in that area, so I wasn't too sure if it was going to be any team from Vancouver who had six picked to 12th where I did go Arizona. So it was a pretty exciting time for me and my family. The draft is something that only happens once in a lifetime, so was very fortunate to be there and to kind of soak it all in.
Right. So you've been in Philadelphia over the course of the weekend. Tell me, you arrive in Philadelphia and then what happens?
Yep, I arrived I think last Tuesday, and I just kind of chilled out for a couple of days, just kind of seeing the town and kind of going around seeing the sights. And Thursday I had it was a media day, so the top 10 rated prospects. We all had to go to this one area, and it was kind of a big press conference, and we had to answer a bunch of questions and stuff, and where we might think we go and stuff like that, and then just kind of chilled out the rest of that day. And then Friday was the first day of the draft, which was the first round. It was all televised. I was lucky enough to be picked there, and then you go and meet all the management and all the staff, and do a lot of interviews and stuff after that. So it was pretty busy week and pretty busy weekend, and it was a lot of fun.
So when you arrived in Philadelphia, you have absolutely no idea where you're going to go, what's going to be involved, or anything like that. Is this a completely new experience for you?
Yeah, for sure. I try not to pay too much attention to any of the scouting things, but my agent told me that I might be, anywhere from 5 to 15. So I was kind of, thinking in that general direction, and was lucky enough to be picked by Arizona. And I think it's going to be a pretty good organization for me to go there. I know they got some good weather out there. So, it was a fun time in Philly. Like I said earlier, you don't really get to go through it too often. So I was just trying to kind of soak it all in.
Now, having been born here and spent your early years here, you'll know that the whole concept of a draft is alien to the British sporting psyche. We don't really know too much about it. So you end up with 12. How did you end up with 12? Did you get put in a hat? Did somebody draw you out? Or how did they decide on you being number 12?
Well, I think it's all in the team's needs. There were two defensemen picked before me, so I think one went to Carolina at number 7, and the first overall pick, Ekblad, he was a defenseman too. So it's based on whether they see they need a centerman, defenseman, goalie, forward, left wing, right wing. So I think Arizona kind of thought they needed my style of play, and they really liked my game, and I guess the other teams, I'm not saying they didn't like me or anything, but, maybe they thought that picking a different player might have been better for their organization. So Arizona, they picked me, and, kind of looking forward to going there and meeting some of the guys.
Now, pretty people in this country will go, I know that name Perlini from somewhere. Obviously, your dad, Fred, played at Nottingham Panthers and Five Flyers. Your dad was with you for this week.
Yep. I had my mom and dad were there, my brother, Brett. I had my uncles, a couple friends, and some more family. And actually, the family that I stay with in Niagara, they came down too. So it was an exciting week and really fun to share with a lot of friends and family. And it was really cool because I grew up playing with a lot of kids these past few years, and to see them also get drafted was really cool too. So I think it was a really fun week.
Now, what's it like at the age of 18 to be talking about having an agent now? I mean, a year ago, 2 years ago, you wouldn't even been thinking in those kind of terms.
Yeah, it's a bit different. I mean, I've kind of been with Jason Woolley for a couple of years now, and he knows the game. He's played for the Red Wings and played in the league a long time, and I know you've met him when we met up in Toronto. He's he knows the game really well, and I think he's done wonders for me so far in the business side of things, negotiating contracts and things like that. So our partnership is pretty strong, and he does kind of a lot of the little behind the scenes dirty work for me. So it's really good having him around.
Let's talk about the team you're going to, because when I looked to see who you were drafted by, it said Arizona, and I went, there is no team called Arizona. And Arizona has just, about 4 or 5 days ago, it was the Phoenix Coyotes, and now it's changed to Arizona.
Yep.
So does that mean there's a new owner and a new business operating there?
No, it's the same ownership. I think they generally just switched the name because the state of Arizona only has one team. And so I think it was, I talked to some of the management and stuff, and they all agreed that it was just a better fit for them just to be known a little more nationally and worldwide. That you have the Arizona Cardinals, the baseball team, and I think a couple other teams are named Arizona. So it was kind of a no-brainer to kind of switch it to that. So,
what happens with you now? I mean, are you going to go straight into the NHL team? Would you be on the fourth line for the Coyotes at the beginning of the season?
Not necessarily. I go next week. We have our mini camp, as they call it. So all the prospects who just got drafted and from last year and the year before, and some free agent guys, we all go out to Arizona and have kind of a training camp out there, and go on the ice a couple times and work out and things like that. And so I have that coming up, and then there's the main training camp in September where I have to go and basically do the same thing, but it's all kind of amped up, and we play games against the inter squad games, and all the regular team players are there. So that's really the main thing I'm looking forward to, is the main training camp. I get to play against the pro guys and see how I can be. And it's if it were up to me, obviously I'd love to play in the NHL next year, but it's up to the management and coaching staff. Whether they see a fit for me on the team next year is entirely up to them. And if not, then I'll go back to Niagara and play another year junior there.
I think all through your career, you've played with the number 11 shirt. That's the number your dad wore. What's going to happen when you get to Phoenix?
Yeah, I don't know. I wore, when I first got traded to Niagara a couple years ago, I wore 29 because somebody had 11. My dad, he wore that in junior too. So maybe I might wear that, or I know for younger rookie guys, they just usually give them whatever number. So I'll just be privileged to get a number in the NHL.
And let's talk before we let you go, about your golf, because I know when I was in Toronto, we met up, that you were having a golf day with one of the TV companies. Hey, your golf's improving pretty much.
Yeah. Growing up over there in the UK, played a ton of golf. Obviously, you can play winter rounds, so not too much snow. I learned to basically play over there, played a lot of that, and hockey, and obviously football, and I think it was, it's similar to hockey. A lot of the hockey guys like it because, you're clearing your hips through your body, and it's almost like you're kind of taking a slap shot. But my game is it's improving a little bit. So I got to keep working on it, but I don't really have the time compared to hockey. Obviously, I'm always working out and on the ice. So whenever I can get out, it's always good to get out there and do some of the bender with the boys.
Finally, anything you want to say to your friends back in the UK? I mean, I know you've still got lots of friends and associates in Guildford.
Yeah, I'd just like to say thanks for all the support over the years. And, if any kids are growing up now, wondering to play hockey, it's a great sport. I mean, you can play, obviously, year-round, and I think, you know, never give up on a dream. 10 years ago, if I would have been dreaming about the NHL, you know, I probably would have thought no way. But, you know, it tells if you're good enough, they'll find you anywhere around the world. So just say dream big.
You just work on that two-way game, eh?
Yeah.
Good stuff, Brendan. Great to catch up with you. And good luck wherever you end up next year. Let's hope it is with Phoenix Stroud, Arizona. But you'll be there eventually, Guy.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bob. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Thanks for coming on, Brendan Pelini, who's just been drafted, born in Britain, raised in Britain, and learned his hockey in Britain. And the 12th draft pick for the NHL will be going to the newly named Arizona Coyotes as of next season.